Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 17th of September, and here in Auroville is proudly cloudy on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today mostly cloudy and warm with plenty of clouds over the night. Temperatures from low of 27 to high of 35 with heat index of 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index supposed to be 8, very high. Weekend as it seems now, it will be sunny but with a promise of thunderstorm on Sunday and Monday. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 16%. Happy Ganesh Chaturthi, which is today. And Ganesh Chaturthi, also known as Vinayaka Chaturthi, is an Indian festival that marks the birthday of Lord Ganesha. This auspicious festival is observed in the month of Bhadra, mid-August, mid-September, according to the Hindu calendar. Ganesha, one of the most beloved gods, is known by 108 different names in Indian culture. He is considered to be a symbol of good fortune, wisdom, prosperity and wealth. This festival is celebrated with extreme devotion and joy in many states of India and even outside of the country. Maharashtra, Goa, Kerala, Tamil Nadu are some of the cities that have been home to this celebration since ages. It's believed that Parvati is the creator of Ganesha. The story says that Parvati used her sandalwood paste and created Ganesha in the absence of Shiva. She gave him the work of guarding her bathroom door while she was bathing. After Shiva returned home, Ganesha and Shiva got into a tiff due to which she severed the head of the child. Witnessing this sight, Parvati enraged and Lord Shiva promised getting Ganesha back to life. The followers searched for child's head facing north, but all they could find was an elephant head. And that's how Ganjanama was born. Weeks before Ganesh Chaturthi, excitement settles in. Various artistic clay models varying in size and poses are prepared by the artisans. These statues are installed in colorfully decorated pandals in homes, localities and temples. Garlands and lights add up to the beauty of the statue. A ritual known as Prana Pratishtha that involves chanting of mantras by the priest is common sight seen. After this, the prayers are offered in 16 different ways in a ritual called Shodashubhacha. Finally, there is a ritual known as Uttapuja, which means bidding farewell to Lord Ganesha with due reverence. After this ritual, there is a ceremony of immersing the statue in the water, which is known as Ganapati Visarjan. Ganapati Bappa Morya, a common chanting that evokes the feelings of devotees, is commonly heard during celebrations. This festival not only involves prayers, but also takes in account the time for cultural activities like dancing, singing, orchestra and theater performances. A lot of community activities are also a part of the celebrations. Well, let's speak to the cultural calendar of Auroville. Besides that, today we gonna celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi from 5 to p.m. at Ganesha Boat on the exit to highway, and Arati will be sung at 5 p.m.
Come and blessing the people, say Ganesh's back. With your prasad, let's go down you mount a mouse. Pray across the world in every house, yo.
Ganapati Mbaje, Ganapati Mbaje, Vatapi Ganapati Mbaje, Ganapati Mbaje, Ganapati
Mbaje. Kaljang and Nyamgal prepare for the Sunday a fundraising event with the kind support of their Tibetan friends from Momo Cafe. So there will be a lunch buffet on Sunday in Pavilion of Tibetan Culture between 12:30 to 2 p.m. On this day, they will also display the detailed architecture plans and interior design of the flat for which the fundraising event it will happen. And any contributions, small or big, they will enable them to finish the home that have been dreaming of. Their account number at our financial service is 252225. On Saturday, 19th of September at 3 p.m. at Udavi School, Upcycling Studio Auroville, which is a social enterprise specializing in giving used materials a new life, is happy to invite us to immerse in one-of-a-kind free-of-charge workshop at their lovely studio located in Udavi School. Mark and Oak, the dynamic duo behind the newly formed venture, will provide insights behind the concept of upcycling and how creativity and artistic innovation can contribute to environmental sustainability. The evening will begin with a fashion show, followed by a short presentation and workshop demonstration. The studio will serve as an open platform for discussions and feedback, and the space will feature many of Mark and Oak's beautiful artifacts, installations and products. Snacks and beverages will be provided. Also on Saturday 19th, but at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, we will see the performance made in Ilvan, the contemporary hermit. 21st of September, which is this year Monday, it's International Peace Day. And at Unity Pavilion, they prepare a celebration of International Peace Day. They will have a holding special events and exhibition for the next month. So on Monday between 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., there will be Peace Hands with the Art Card, where you can use creative spirit to make hands of peace using your own hands, paint and imagination, which will be added to the display installation. Between 5 to 6 p.m., people would be decorated the peace tree and also participate in making mandala with flowers and seeds. And at 6 p.m. there would be peace meditation in the Hall of Peace, where we'll be joined together to meditate for peace and harmony in the world and each of us, so that we can awaken a greater consciousness for the earth and humanity. Beside of that, it would be also ongoing exhibition with artworks of peace, artworks created by Orville artists and guests of the Team Peace, and they will be exhibited for the 1 month starting in September 21st. And then Reflections on Peace, where everyone is invited to read, reflect and share their inspiration from 12 quotes on peace given by the Mother, which will be displayed for all to see. After this month, the reflection will be shared with the community in a creative way. And the Peace Poetry, where you can come and participate in the Peace Poem Collage, where each person can write one line of the poetry, adding to the previous written lines, creating one long poem of peace and unity. Beside that, at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, between 5:15 and 6:15, there will be meditation with the Peace Bell. And the organizing is saying, "Let the deep resonance carry our aspiration for peace for the world." On Wednesday 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Bharat Nivas will present Sonayana Panda, recitation on Sri Aurobindo's 7 sonnets. That is a personal experience interpreted through body movements. A dance performance is a free contemporary style. Sonayana Panda received her education at the Sri Aurobindo Ashram School, where she was trained in classical ballet. Also, she works as the editor of the Golden Chain magazine and continues her research on Sri Aurobindo and mother's works in Pondicherry and UK. At Cinema in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen The Last Metro, directed by François Truffaut. At Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m., we will see Heiko and Mexico, made in 2012 and directed by Duncan Bridgman. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m., they will screen The Runner, drama, made in 2015 and directed by Austin Stark. But tomorrow, there won't be no show. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight we can see a documentary, Life After People, made in USA in 2008 by writer and director David Devry. On Saturday, there was screen documentary The Salt of the Earth, made in France, Brazil and Italy in 2014 and directed by Juliano Ribeiro Salgado. On Sunday, there won't be no children's film, but later on, at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, they will screen within Pedro Almodóvar Film Festival drama. They will screen drama All About My Mother, which was made in Spain in 1999, of course, by director Pedro Almodóvar. From the Synthesis of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo, we read, "If knowledge is the widest power of the consciousness and its function is to free and illumine, yet love is the deepest and most intense, and its privilege is to be the key of the most profound and secret recess of the divine mystery." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on Orville Radio. शंकर सर्व दुष्ट मृग वशंकर सर्वस्व वशंकर वशी कुरु वशी कुरु।